The National Women's Law Center says despite a federal law against pregnancy discrimination, pregnant workers' requests to stand less, not lift heavy objects, or stay off ladders are often denied, especially in low-wage jobs. In other cases, workers may be fired or forced to take unpaid leave. The center says courts have largely interpreted federal laws in a way unfavorable to women, so there are efforts to change that with a congressional bill, also state legislation. Eric Genrich is a Democratic representative from Green Bay, sponsoring what he calls the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. He recalls how his wife experienced high blood pressure during a pregnancy.
You know, thankfully, she had an accommodating employer and a collective bargaining agreement that allowed her to stay off her feet a little bit more those couple weeks near the end of the pregnancy. But unfortunately, you know, that's not always the case.
Gingrich says employers may be unwilling to make accommodations or be uninformed about current laws on worker protections. He says his bill would provide clarity to employers.
The legislation is about valuing families, strengthening families, and just recognizing the importance and value that working women have in our economies and our communities.
The group 9 to 5 says 50% of the current workforce is made up of women, and 41% were the primary breadwinners in 2010. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.